cheese.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome, Echo O's.
Kia ora.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Very good. Is hump it, day Wednesday.
Hang on. Is it Guy Fawkes?
Yes.
And Yolanda? There we go. Yes. I can remember. I knew that Guy Fawkes had like a powerful name, but I couldn't remember if it was Guy Fawkes or not. But thank you for confirming that. Great name. Guy Fawkes coming up soon, actually.
The most powerful of the cutlery.
Different spelling to the...
Are you...
Some would say the knife.
Do you even
like Guy Fawkes, or is it?
It's a name.
Yeah. So the Echo O's have got a brand new EP coming out. Is it releasing on Friday?
It is.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
It is.
It's on. There's a copy in here. We've on vinyl.
Here. It's here already.
It's here. How did you go about getting it pressed to vinyl? You guys have done some stuff to vinyl before, obviously. Same process, same
this
method.
This is 1 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 12 have put it out.
Slightly different. We went to a studio and kind of, we used to do all our own recording, but this time we didn't.
For the, yeah.
You're like sort of 8-track vibes, eh, normally?
4-track.
But 4-track. This is 20.
Yeah. Slow down.
This is 8-tracks on a 24-track.
We had an 8-track.
Where did you go to record this?
Darren McShane's Earwig Studios.
Oh, cool.
It's like a really awesome analog.
It's over on the shore, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, down the stairs, underneath. Yeah, I know where
it is. It's awesome. Cool.
Okay, so did he? So he engineered it and
everything.
Yeah, we just turned
up, mastered and the whole shebang.
First time ever for us.
Because he's actually awesome. Because he's one of the few places with all just old school analog, like mixing desk and like 24-track 2-inch tape.
Sick.
And yeah, it sounds really cool, but we didn't.
We didn't use all the 24 tracks.
How many did you use?
I don't know. It's probably like...
Not like 9?
Eight. Probably 8.
I assume it's relatively live, right? Is it so you just play in the room, or is it one thing at a time?
No, we did it all live. Yeah. Tracked it all live in like half a day.
There's only 3 of you.
Yeah.
Half a day, the whole thing?
Well, yeah, but we did some overdubs.
We did a day of overdubs.
Yeah, so
which was like vibra slap.
Crazy.
And a little bit of synth. Ooh, but you can almost not...
Synth, that's a little bit. So Echo is getting a little bit freaky.
But it's really subtle. You could almost not even tell.
Right.
It's kind of just... It's doubling.
It's definitely
the
there.
Yeah.
Dip your toes in the water.
But it's kind of like two people operating one thing on the synth. Like, we don't really know what we're doing.
No,
so.
Good.
Cool. So EP release this Friday.
Yeah.
And a bit of a shindig at Whammy Bar with a great old lineup.
Yeah.
An all-star lineup of Auckland bands.
Yep.
Bit of a party. That's good to know. We've actually got you guys in here for some content generation for us. We get you in on a Wednesday to select some music. You've got some songs. What have you brought in? What would you like to play first?
We've got one queued here.
Yep, Shadow in the Cracks, Shadow in the Cracks.
I think I'm not sure if I like a band that does a
really?
Song and it's their band name? Is that?
But our song is the red name of our EP.
No, but like that's
how
a bit different.
How very dare you? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I
don't know.
I just go
on the fence about
there's
it anyway.
Only
I go
so
for the
many
song.
Words.
This might change my mind.
Yeah, listen to the song, see what you think.
It makes it easy. This is Shadow in the Cracks with Shadow in the Cracks.
Internal compass.
Shadow in the Cracks, Worth. Shadow in the Cracks.
So what do you think?
It's good.
Do they get a pass?
I think we could have called it something else. I was too fussed about it being called Shadow.
What would you call it?
I don't know. That's their buzz, actually. I should just stay out of their lane, to be fair.
We're with the Echo O's, so that was the first selection of them. We are, this is a What's Cooking situation. I'm not sure that, what was the email chain that John had with you guys?
Just
was it like,
a guest select.
Is it just a guest select? Sometimes yep. It's a dinner at your house, but we've left it wide open because this is more like, hey, this is the Echo O's, get to know them a little bit and then go and see them on Friday night at Whammy Bar. Is that what's going on? I'm just catching up, sorry.
With Bib Kids?
Yep.
To Hoo Hoo and Contenders.
Tried to get Contenders in on Friday. Busy. Coming up from Hamilton. I know it's a bit of a stretch.
They got to focus, mate.
We've got someone from Christchurch actually coming in. That are playing in Whammy Backroom. I've completely
Nervous Jerks.
Nervous Jerks.
Yeah. So the story is, apparently, if you come to our show, you can go to their show for $5. That's what I heard.
That's not bad.
That's awesome.
Plus, if you come to our show and you get a ticket from Under the Radar, you can buy the record and the entry for one price of $30.
That's mint.
Plus $5 for their fee. That's like a festival.
Because
we've done the set times to so you can see everything.
If I go to their show, can I go to our show for $5?
No.
Okay, yeah, fuck that. I wondered why you didn't say that.
What's the next song?
This looks interesting. A live record.
Oh, yeah. So only because they don't have...
Who the hell is Pylon?
Pylon is like, I guess, post-punk band that there's not much stuff online of, and they only have live on Spotify, so...
Good for them, mate.
It'll do.
This is Volume Live.
Thank you.
Pylon, okay? I only do live recordings at the moment. What's that?
No, it's just old. Like, all this shit's not released anymore. Like, it's...
Okay.
They don't have anything else. I don't know what their record label situation is.
That was Volume.
Do you do you... No, anyway.
Yeah, we can... We got so, full internet.
I apologize.
As soon as we get a guest selector in, all the rules go out the window. We can just play anything. A bung little MP3 recorded at Rambo's End. Whatever you like. On the log flume.
So Anthony, our drummer, couldn't be here today, but he sent us a song to play for you as his select.
This is Apostrophe?
Yeah.
There we go again.
I asked him for not a 5-minute song, but it's slightly over, but we'll allow it.
We'll be right back.
God damn it, I love Frank Zappa. Thank you for playing Frank Zappa.
Thank you, Anthony.
What?
Thanks, right. Anthony.
Oh, the absent drummer.
Yeah. Working hard.
Right, okay. It feels better in my head.
So Echo O's EP release on Friday. Have you guys worked with 112 Records before?
Yeah, the last Hot Pockets that we did. It was a couple of years ago. It wasn't supposed to be that long ago, but we this took longer than we thought to just put out. But yeah, we've worked with them before. They're incredible. Check out their roster and website.
When you say this took a bit longer, I mean,
it was 2017 was Hot Pockets, and this is 2019. I guess it's 2019.
2019.
What were the hurdles that you had to jump over to sort of get this to come to fruition?
I don't even know. It wasn't anything major. Just like things just seem to take longer than you think when you know got a job and stuff. Like,
yeah,
you know, just getting things together, and then yeah, nothing major. Just, okay.
Don't want to say? No, cool.
Just water
no,
under
really,
the bridge.
No, really, nothing major. There's no secret.
Keep it close.
I don't know where the year's gone. Where does the time go?
Actually, 112 was really rad. They sent us a couple of 45s a while back. I think it was Blood Bags, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the X-Ray Fiends. Did mm-hmm. Did they do them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was 245s, and they're both wicked. So. Mm. Definitely a hell of a vibe coming from that studio.
Mm.
What would you say the key differences are between Wild Weeds and Hot Pockets? Is there any sort of major shift or any sort of conscious decision to move the band into a different zone?
The recording process, John.
Yeah.
Outside influence.
It sounds heaps different, I think, in terms of the recording process.
Yeah.
And it just changes anyway, the longer you...
Yeah.
Yeah,
we did a small.
You got a new guitar, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah. Everything changes.
I got a heavier pick now. It's hard out.
Yeah.
next song. What's next?
I've got the 13th Floor lined up here.
You do that.
Good band.
Went there.
Kingdom
of Heaven is within you. It is within you is in brackets. Just so you know, it's going on.
Thank you.
Rad band. 13th floor elevators right there. As chosen by the Echo O's. It's sounding very Echo O's, actually. You've taken us on quite a journey, through a sort of Echo O's themed iPod.
You mash it all together and that's what you get.
Indeed. Shall we actually just kick right into sort of the last one before we play something off this brand new record that we've got behind us? You've chosen, what is this, Lalo Schifrin and Doc Siegel?
No, Human Fly.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is that...
What is it?
Which one?
We don't fucking know. Oh, really?
In here talking about movies that I haven't seen. John gets real annoyed about that kind of stuff, but I'm actually totally fine. Don't even care. Let's ruin... I like ruining movies.
Is there a tear?
What?
In the corner of your eye?
Tear in the Matrix. Look, we should probably just say all the stats here. Echo O's.
Sixth Friday, so in a couple of days.
Sixth Friday.
Please come.
The sixth. Friday
Hang
the sixth.
Hang out. It's going to be... a ripper.
At your spiritual home, the Whammy Bar?
Spiritual home.
Man.
It's massive because not only in the main room is there four incredible bands, but in the back room there's three incredible bands because it's Nervous Jerks' album release. There's Dad Jokes, there's Dick Move, there's... this is going to be...
Why are Dad Jokes... why do they keep playing with our emotions like that when they're reforming and breaking up like that? Crazy bands.
If people want to get a ticket, they can actually get a ticket and the brand new vinyl from Under the Radar.
For $30.
That's pretty good.
I think it is. I know it's a lot of money.
Well, no, it's not. Not when you get a record and an experience that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Yes. It will be one of the those Fridays.
It will be.
It's a good one.
You can pick it up, right, at the show? You pick up the vinyl at the show?
You can get the show, and some T-shirts and some 112 merch, and all the bands will have their merch and stuff like that, so come pack.
We have T-shirts. We're going to have T-shirts.
You got T-shirts?
Yeah, we've got some fucking T-shirts.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
So that's great. So
somebody
wants to know if you're from Alabama.
Merchandise.
Somebody says Google Alabama Hot Pockets, but I don't know if that's some kind of freaky troll that I shouldn't have read out.
I don't know. Let's Google it. Like,
in your own time, actually.
Okay.
Right, now we're going to play your track. What are we playing? You want us to play the last one off the vinyl because you said it would never get played.
Well, it's not going to be on the radio.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
This is BFM. We do whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, you can, obviously, but I don't know if anyone would bother digging it out.
The title track off the record, as you do.
Yes.
That's on number 3 on the top 10.
Yeah.
It might change as the new top 10 hasn't gone up. It's going up tonight. But you were number 2 the week before. Pretty consistent.
Yep. Very happy.
Don't want to be first. Don't want to put your head right out there.
Just
bubble away.
Yeah. And we've got great company, the Green Grove. Not the just Green Grove, but just saying. Sulfate, no noise.
What can you tell us about this last track on the record?
I don't know, I just like it. It's like it's a reprise of Fool, another track on the record, and we just really wanted to do something like this where we could fuck around with the song we had already
written.
Slight return. Yeah.
I shouldn't have read that text out, by the way. Echoes, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Definitely one of the raddest bands around Auckland.
See
if you do
Friday.
Get a chance, which is Friday is your most recent chance, and then perhaps not for a wee while.
No, we're done. Okay. No, we're not quitting. But.
Okay, so don't complain if you don't come on Friday. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Ding.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.